This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The August USDA Crop Production and Supply Demand Reports. Let's get to the numbers. The USDA says that the corn yield will be 174.6 bushel per acre. That was closer to the 173 bushel per acre, which is our number, than we expected from them in this report. Our number is for where the yield ends up in January. As a general statement, farmers, subscribers, the trade, and just about everyone else had lost confidence in USDA with coming with a set of realistic numbers, and we're expecting a neutral to bearish report. Bull markets tend not to take everyone along, and the market has shed a lot of would-be bulls. Technicals should now turn up. It is more likely that the seasonal low has been made and there's potential for new highs into 2022 in what would be the primary fifth wave of the combo supply-demand bull market. USDA set the 2021-22 corn carryover at 1.242 billion bushel. Here is where our perception of reality of the USDA diverge again. When they get the ethanol crush right, estimate exports higher to where they will be, and reduce production a little further, the corn carryout will be sub-billion bushels. USDA moves slowly in adjusting demand and is lag reporting demand until it is actually realized and they have no choice. It helps end users by holding prices down. That subsequently hurts farmers. The USDA report analytical processes are inherently biased to benefit end users. The current forecasts of 26 million metric tons of corn and 101 million metric tons of soybeans going to China this next year are both too low. They just refuse to forecast what they actually turn out to be. USDA increased this season's corn carryout by 35 million bushel and then reduced 2021 production by 415 million bushel. They cut feed usage by 100 million bushel, increased domestic use by 10 million, leaving the ethanol crush unchanged. Then they reduce corn exports by 100 million, which flies in the face of the global corn stock situation. Canadian crops are toast, so there'll be less alternative small feed grains. The Ukraine corn crop is shrinking from drought. China's corn is shriveling from record heat. And Brazil has an unmitigated corn crop disaster. Yet our exports will decline? Go figure. USDA reduced Brazil's corn production to 87 million metric tons, and that too is a conservative estimate that will go lower still. USDA increased the farm gate average corn price estimate from $5.60 to $5.75, which is not far from the spot futures price. Sell old crop cash, capture the basis, and buy new crop futures. USDA reduced the soybean yield to 50 bushel per acre from 50.8. That is about where we are at our estimate for the soybean yield. I think that while my corn will be sub-APH, that my soybeans can make the APH yet with just a few finishing rains. USDA increased the soybean carry-in by 25 million bushel while reducing production by 66. They reduced both the crush and exports each by 20 million bushel to get 155 million bushel carryover. USDA has lulled the forecast to shortage, preferring to punt on that again. No matter what China buys or what we produce, USDA seems to find a way to get 155 million bushel carryover. That works in China's favor as they get to take first cut of our production. Farmers were all bared up here while China was aggressively buying again. Forget the noise on China and watch what they do. China is going to buy U.S. stocks down to pipeline supply next year again, just like this year. We increased our acreage and the carryover did not change. Brazil will plant more acres, but the Enzo models have La Nina coming back. There's a huge global demand for soybeans that good crops have not been able to satisfy. U.S. farmers will have a plethora of choices of profitable crops to choose from next year, with all commodities competing for acres. The good acres in this country have already been spoken for. USDA reduced the 2021-22 wheat carryover by 38 million bushels to 627 million, and winter wheat is off to the races buying acres. USDA reduced production by 49 million bushel, and this time did not dilute the impact by reducing exports, instead leaving them unchanged. USDA reduced Russian wheat production and Canadian wheat production, and again they appear to see the world in a vacuum where significant reductions in production and tighter supplies do not impact U.S. exports. Baloney. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.